Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Good Soil Podcast, where the Word of God meets ears, minds, and hearts, and by His grace grows a great harvest. I'm Aaron Fesenmeyer, pastor of York Evangelical Free Church, right here at the crossroads of the Midwest, York, Nebraska. I'm grateful that you've joined me today, so let's jump straight in. Welcome to the second letter to the Thessalonians. I would encourage you to listen to the episode on the first letter to the Thessalonians to get some of the historical and cultural background. This second letter is comparatively short and it gets right to the punch, and so that's what we're going to do. Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians is an encouragement to this church to persevere. Great things sometimes start with a bang, but the church needs to start and keep going for the long haul. They are facing what Paul calls in chapter 1, verse 4, persecutions and afflictions. And they may be struggling with understanding that within the scope of God's sovereignty. Some of the persecution is subversive, as it seems a counterfeit letter is circulating under Paul's name, and it's giving anxiety to the church that Christ's return has already happened and they've missed it. Paul counters this with godly teaching and with a call to reestablish this church in what he calls the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. And given some of the members' attitudes, perhaps regarding the return of Christ, Paul calls the church to not grow weary in doing good, and instead live consistently with gospel teaching and being ready for Christ's return that they're not going to miss. Paul follows Jesus' teaching, see that no one leads you astray. In the Thessalonian community, there seems to be unrest from a false letter I mentioned and rumors circulating, purporting that the second coming has already occurred. And Paul corrects that with encouragement that certain things need to happen first. Christ's return is preceded by the rebellion, as it's called, and the revelation of, as it says in chapter 2, verse 3, the man of lawlessness, the son of destruction. We're not told who this is, but we're told that he has to appear first and be taken care of. And once these occur, and Paul seems to be very clear that the Thessalonians won't miss this should it happen in their lifetimes, Christ will return, killing the man of lawlessness with the breath of his mouth and bring him to nothing. Earlier in the letter, Paul describes Christ's return as the granting of relief to you who are afflicted, as well to us. In all of his teaching in this letter on Christ's return, Paul desires the Thessalonians to have a firm and encouraged faith for the long haul. Now, this other theme may or may not be related, but in his first letter to the Thessalonians, there seemed to be, and hopefully you saw it, an emerging issue with people, able-bodied people, not willing to work. And Paul exhorted them in the first letter to work with your hands so that you may walk properly before outsiders and be dependent on no one. When this second letter is written, it seems this issue has grown. And Paul commands the members to keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and warn him as a brother. And Paul provides himself, Timothy, and Silvanus as examples to be imitated, that hard work in the kingdom of God would be understood as a good thing. The church's challenge is to call people higher, seeing hearty work as part of the warp and woof of the kingdom of God, not reserved for those in, quote, ministry positions, nor is it relegated to those who seem to be more gifted in making larger amounts of money than others. No, this is for everyone who is a citizen of the kingdom of God. As well, this calling needs to be coupled with a much more holistic understanding of rest in God's kingdom. This is a great letter for us to hear in our day. We're waiting for the Lord to return, as they were, but we should not be deceived or led astray. As well, we should faithfully continue in doing good, not growing weary as we work and wait. As we start this book, let me pray for us as we receive God's word in the second letter to the Thessalonians. Father, we thank you that we can trust your promise that the Lord will return and that your plan will go according to plan. Please open your word to us in this letter and give us understanding by your Holy Spirit. Help us to honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our lives. We pray these things in his name and for his sake. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Good Soil Podcast. I'm enjoying reading the Bible with you. Let me encourage you, persevere. Keep reading. His voice is worth hearing. Until I talk with you next, may God reap a great harvest in our midst as his word grows in good soil.